This episode is titled, Three Strategies to Write Like a Pro. I was listening to Tim Ferriss recently interview Neil Gaiman, and I've always been a fan of Neil because he's always been very transparent with the struggles of being a creative and writing, and the idea that you really are your own worst enemy, and you psych yourself out, and you're the one who you compartmentalize all these thoughts, and you justify your craziness as maybe I'm not a good writer. Maybe, you know, one day someone's gonna realize I'm a fraud. Like Neil Gaiman said, every day of his life he was just waiting one day for that man with the clipboard to knock on his door and say, time's up, Neil, you're a fraud, everybody knows, you just quit, you might as well quit now, because everybody now officially knows you're a fraud. And he said the man with the clipboard never came, and that's because the man with the clipboard doesn't exist. The man with the clipboard is in your head. There's no one can say you're a fraud or you're not a fraud. Writing is such a ambiguous job that some people hate your work. They hate your work so much they wish you never existed and they never knew your name. And then other people are such diehard fans that they're pre-ordering your books before they even come out because they can't wait to see what comes out next. They're hounding you on Twitter or social media to say, what's next? What can I read next? Are there any side stories you're doing? Who's liked you that you influenced you so I can get more of your style of writing? So to say that you're good or bad isn't really up to you. It's more up to the people and how they interact with your work. But regardless, there's nobody's the arbiter of who should and who should not write. If you really want to write, keep writing. And even if you suck, you'll get better as you keep going. That's the importance of being a good writer, is that you have to give yourself permission to suck. And that leads us to our first tip, a license to suck. Now, 007 may have a license to kill and drink during the day, I suppose, but I'm giving you a license to suck. Now, when you're writing, your first draft, you're probably going to be focusing on getting your thoughts on the page. Errors, formatting, context, grammar, none of it matters. Get it out of your mind. Right now, we are in the most creative stage. During the rough draft, just let any idea, no matter how good or bad, flow, be free, and let your mind wander. By allowing for this moment of catharsis, you'll see how the quality ideas rise among the rest. Those good ideas, you see, they were there all along, but the only way to see them is to let your mind be free. The good ideas are a result of writing bad ideas down. Diamonds are not found, polished, waiting to be sold in New York. They're covered among thousands of feet of dirt, hidden deep away, in the corners of places few would be brave enough to go. Those that choose to make the trip are justly rewarded. Once you remove the dirt, the glimmer of hope you saw turned out to be a diamond all along. So what am I saying? I'm saying write freely. Write without thinking. Just write. Be as emotional as you can. Vomit on a page. The more you get on the page, the better. Because you know what will happen? The more you write, the more those ideas will connect to other things. And you may have had an idea to write an article about the five best movies you've seen in 2019. And as you're writing and writing and writing and writing, all of a sudden, this article is going from the five best movies you've ever seen to the best way to eat popcorn. And that is way different. And how did you even get there? Well, you were talking about movies, and movies relate to popcorn, because when you go to the theater, you eat popcorn. So now you started talking about popcorn, and then it started making you hungry, so you started thinking about food. And then you started thinking about food porn and food bloggers and all these food Instagrammers. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're writing an article about food. Now, maybe you've never written anything about food, and you're saying, I've always written movie reviews, and that's why I was writing about the five best movies in 2019. And now, I'm finding myself writing an article about the best way to eat popcorn. Who would care what my opinion is? They care about my opinion about movies, but who cares about food? I know nothing about food. But that's not true. You like food, you eat food, and even if you don't, who cares? Because your opinion matters just as much as anybody else's. That's the truth of it. Writing is just about sharing your opinion, whether it's through a story or a review or anything else. Don't feel that you are not worthy of sharing your opinion with other people. Who cares what they think? I care what you have to say. If no one else does, at least I do. And I promise you, I'm not the only one. Share your thoughts, regardless of whether you think people care or not, because you'll be surprised at what your feedback is, and you may surprise yourself with what you're capable of. You may say to yourself, I had no idea that I actually cared this much about food until I started writing about it. And who knows what opportunities can present themselves because you took a chance. So the moral of this first lesson is shut up, sit down, and write. allow yourself to write poorly. Like, James Bond has a license to kill, you have a license to write poorly. Write trash, write the worst thing that you'll never want even your worst enemy to see. That's fine. No one has to see it but you. And you'll surprise yourself with what will come of writing poorly. Lesson number two, standing on the shoulders of giants. If I have seen further than others, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. That was Sir Isaac Newton. Now, it's fair to say our sense of fashion, the music we like, even the way we think, is comprised of our influences. We, as humans, we're influenced by our surroundings. All the information we have up to this very point, listening to this podcast, is thanks to the groundwork of previous generations. Germ theory being a perfect example of this concept. With the knowledge that we learn from the past, it would make sense to say reading the work of other successful writers will make you a better writer. Why make the same mistakes Stephen King made if he's willing to tell you about them and how to avoid it? Reading will not only improve your vocabulary and teach you pacing, reading will plant influences, archetypes, scenarios in your mind. These will lead you to generate original ideas. You're not stealing from the book. The same way a car relies on gasoline to operate, your brain needs new ideas to help get the ball rolling. Fiction, comics, Cosmopolitan for all I care. What you read doesn't matter, as long as you read. You'll pull ideas from the oddest of places. But that's what makes you unique. You are able to conjure up ideas no one else can, and that makes you stand out from the rest. And you say, well, if I can, then everyone can, and that's true. But what everyone's not doing is writing. If you're one of the select few that actually sits down and writes and publishes an article and then shares it with the world, you're in a very small minority. A lot of people may write, a lot of people may publish it, but very few are actually trying to get traction on their articles. Of those few people that even do write or share it, most of them give up after one or two posts because they get no traction and that's it. The longer you stay at it, the more likely you are to gain some traction and get picked up and maybe even make a career out of it. You don't know. But all I do know is doing nothing will get you nowhere. Lesson number three. I will walk 500 miles. Yes, this is a reference to that song. One common trait all writers in the past 500 years share is walking. Now, walking has been proven to increase cognitive function, as well as clear the mind. Walking allows you to remove yourself from your head. You force yourself into the real world and let your writing thoughts simmer in your subconscious. What you will notice is your ideas will present themselves in a form clearer than ever before. By the time you are done your walk, you will be rushing to your desk to write the second draft. Your thoughts will be more concise and fully developed. You will finish your second draft, you will become even more confident in your material, and rightfully so. You did the research, you put forth the effort, and it shows. If you do this routine 2 to 3 times, I'm confident this will make you a better writer than you were before. Do you have any tips I may have overlooked? I would love for you to let me know. You can reach out to me on social media. You can find me at spacetree.ca. You can type my name in, Lauren Bronstein, and reach out to me any way you prefer. If you're interested in collaborating, please let me know. I'd love to collaborate. But until next time, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Lauren Bronstein out.